Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot to talk about here today. Very busy day on the show. Yesterday was all about whether or not there was going to be a WWE Crown Jewel event in Saudi Arabia. While issuing their third quarter financial report this morning, WWE released a statement announcing that they plan to move forward with Crown Jewel taking place in Saudi Arabia as scheduled. The company stated, WWE has operated in the Middle East for nearly 20 years, has developed a sizable and dedicated fan base. Considering the heinous crime committed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, the company faced a very difficult decision as it relates to its event scheduled for November 2nd. Similar to other U.S.-based companies who plan to continue operations in Saudi Arabia, the company has decided to uphold its contractual obligations to the General Sports Authority and stage the event. Full year 2018 guidance is predicated on the staging of the event as scheduled. Full year 2018 guidance is predicated on the staging of the event as scheduled. In other words, it's all about the money. So, on the earnings call today, WWE did not elaborate further. Vince McMahon said they weren't going to talk about it a lot, called it a, quote, very sensitive subject, I'll say, deferred to the statement that the WWE issued. So, as of right now, they're going, and unless the State Department makes a decision over the next 24, 48 hours, they're going. Production crews got to go and set up, so it appears to be on. And WWE, during, I guess it was in the actual earnings call report, just want to read what they wrote here, because, I mean, it's as telling as it comes here. They wrote, if the event were to be canceled, there could be a material adverse impact on 2018 adjusted OIBDA guidance. While not anticipated, it is possible a cancellation could also impact expected results beyond 2018. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live. Part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. WWE not pulling out of Saudi Arabia, at least they have no plans to. And unless something changes in the next 24, 48 hours, they're going. And this person here on the text message machine wants to know if there's any update on John Cena or Daniel Bryan. So a couple of days ago, the rumor was that John Cena and Daniel Bryan were pulling out of the show. They weren't going to go. And we didn't talk about it a lot because I didn't hear anything from anybody in WWE about it. And later that day, we heard that creative had been told to get John Cena out of the tournament. Nobody had heard anything about Daniel Bryan. So then Raw took place, and John Cena was not removed from the tournament. And SmackDown came, they still promoted John Cena on the show, and they still promoted the AJ Styles versus, who's he facing? AJ and
Daniel Bryan
for the championship. So Daniel Bryan obviously is, at that point, was still scheduled to go. Now, Monday and Tuesday, as we talked about here on the show, I mean, the feeling was the show was in grave jeopardy in terms of taking place in Saudi Arabia. So it is possible that they said, we're not doing this show in Saudi Arabia. And the company was like, it's probably not taking place in Saudi Arabia. Let's keep promoting the matches. And that's what they did. Well, now it seems they're absolutely going to be going to Saudi Arabia. And so on Monday and Tuesday, we're going to find out if there's anything to that story. It's been days we have not heard anything from WWE about that being true. But Monday and Tuesday, if they shoot angles to get Daniel Bryan and John Cena off the show, then you'll know why. And if they go to Saudi Arabia, then you'll know that there was nothing to those stories. So, we'll find out. I don't know what's going on. But the bigger issue here today is the earnings call. I want to read a little bit of this, and then we'll talk more about it with Dave. There was a huge increase in profits over last year. However, a series of warning signs has led to WWE stock falling $2.43 a share. There is a feeling the larger drop was an overreaction. The stock is already starting to rebound, as is the entire stock market, by the way. WWE took in $188.4 million in revenue in quarter three, ended with $33.6 million in profits. The first two-quarter profit was a combined $21.8 million. Last year's third quarter had $21.8 million in profits. So profits way up. However, the profit increase was due to a $15.6 million benefit provision from income taxes. If you take that out, operating income fell from $31.1 million to $18 million. It was that figure, along with Wall Street expecting $202 million in revenue and falling short, that caused the decline. So, before I read any more, I just want to make it clear that if you want to argue that everything in WWE is great and there's nothing to worry about, you can, in fact, argue that because of their upcoming television deals. However, if you decide that you want to argue that things aren't doing great right now, you can also argue that because of the rest of this. Live events did terribly. They were significantly down. The entire quarter, live event profits were $120,000. Not $120,000 per show. $120,000 total. And so the point of this is, house shows are doing poorly enough now that they barely break even. Pretty soon, they could be running house shows on a loss. So Vince McMahon talked about how live attendance was the barometer of how well. This is what he's believed for his entire career. That how go house shows, how goes the business. He said, we know what is wrong. It's antiquated. We know how to fix it, and we will turn it around. What could that possibly mean? Let's stop right there. Is Vince saying that his business he believes is antiquated and he knows how to turn it around? Is that what he's saying here? What's his plan? I haven't seen any signs that he's turned anything around. I mean, we've got a Women's Evolution pay-per-view, and it's all about Ronda Rousey versus a diva who shakes her ass. I mean, are things really different right now? What's he talking about? Do you have any ideas, Mike?
I don't. But that's, you know, to me, that's not the Vince I want to talk about. You know, I talk about the Vince with the short response who was, like, really annoyed that all this real life seeping into the snow globe that he functions in, you know, interfered with his call today. You know, we've been talking about it for several days. They were not pulling out of this show unless Secretary of State decreed it. They weren't doing that, okay? We all knew it. So why they had nothing prepared for Vince to say at this thing is astounding to me. And
well, they completely did. It was read the statement.
But that's completely tone deaf. And I think that says a lot about them. They're able to now get their storylines into the mainstream media and integrate them, but they still don't know how to harness the media when it comes to communicating with any of their fan base about important issues. And them playing ball with Saudi Arabia and, to a lesser extent, Dubai is something that they're going to have to wear forever. And at the very least, it's going to be a talking point every year it happens for at least the next 10 years. And even though the whole Khashoggi story has regressed in our news and probably likely continue to not be as major until the, you know, if the audio gets released, that's how it's going to be the biggest again. But it's still going to be a real, like, heavy thing that's always going to cause a big shadow over their trip. A bunch of people that aren't allowed to go on that trip, either from because they're women or from Canada and all this stuff. And it's like, if this were me, why not try to be as far ahead of this as you possibly could be? It's not like they haven't had the time, and it's not like putting some thought into a statement wasn't, like, more warranted for something for him to say, the face of the company. Considering they've gone out of their way over the last 2 weeks to not mention where the show is going to be taking place, a show that's only special because of where it's going to be taking place. And they knew these quarterlies were today, and it was happening before the show was taking place. And even though the story has died down, obviously there were going to be questions asked. And he still feels the need to be there as a face and a voice. So by just, like, pointing to that form statement, to me, he comes off looking like an evasive coward. And I don't think it, like,
what do you
showed
expect?
Any.
They're running the show.
I'm just saying, I don't think it showed any leadership at all on a real issue, one that he admitted was, quote, sensitive. And it may have been good enough for all those, like, money people in suits, but I don't think it plays to a lot of people listening to this show and a lot of people who've been following this story. They didn't do themselves any good from a PR standpoint because they still have not faced any hard and real, like, legitimate questions about what are obviously some real and legitimate decisions that they had to make. Hard ones that are very real and affect a lot of lives, whether they go or whether they canceled. And they didn't, and he didn't, and I just think that was really weak.
Well, it was really weak, but at the end of the day, I believe that if they were making $5 million to go, they absolutely positively would not go. I don't think, honestly, that Vince really wants to go, but at the end of the day,
oh, he doesn't care.
They have so much money tied up in this that he is concerned about losing. He's concerned. It was made very clear in the statement that I read from Twitter here. Their concerns are this. If we don't go, number one, we're not going to make as much money as we told you guys. Number two, we could lose out on the entire deal and lose $500 million over 10 years. And number three, the stock price is going to plummet as a result. That's the only thing he's thinking about.
But double down, man up, spin it. Do something where you actually stand out there and make yourself, I mean, stand up for it. So there is more confidence in your stock and your company. Not something that, like, this is going to be hanging off of their shoe like it's toilet paper until they buck up and actually answer a lot of questions they're still going to get that are still going to be annoying to them.
You know what the irony is? You know what the irony of this is?
What?
They're actually not spinning it. They're flat out just coming out and telling you why they're going. Usually they do lie and spin, but they're flat out saying, if we don't go, there could be a material adverse impact. It is possible a cancellation could impact expected results beyond 2018.
And that's,
they're flat out telling you they're going for the money.
But not expressly doing it. And again, that's still, all of this still to me is not going to play to a lot of people, and they're
not
going to placate them, which I know, but still, I just thought the whole thing was really weak and really cowardly.
They could not possibly care less. They need the money. They need the money. Back in a moment with Dave, Wrestling Observer Live.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Dave Meltzer joining us here today. A lot to talk about, and let's not waste any time. Dave, this earnings report, earnings call, Saudi Arabia. I'm hung up here on Vince McMahon and his comment about, is he talking about his business is antiquated or house shows are antiquated? What's he talking about?
I didn't hear it in its context. I think he felt the presentation of house shows was antiquated. I think that the problem is, and I'm surprised because attendance at house shows is not determined by quality of house shows. If they came weekly, you could make that argument, but they don't. They come once or twice a year in most places, some places less. But anyway, attendance at house shows is determined by how excited the television makes the viewers feel about the product. The house shows this last quarter were the lowest in years and years and years. I don't even
well that, and if the television makes wrestlers into people that fans perceive as stars that they should pay money to go see.
Exactly, 100%. So what happened is it's the problem is not the presentation of house shows. I mean, you know, I know every day, every weekend, I get plenty of reports on house shows. I almost never get a negative report on a house show. Every time I've been to a WWE house show that is, I'm not talking about TVs, I always have a good time. It is not the presentation of the house shows that's the issue. The issue is that they don't make enough people want to go and pay to see the house shows, which is completely on the television. So the antiquated problem is not they're going to revamp the house shows in some form, you know, and try to do it, you know, new way and everything like this. But I mean, like, New Japan's house show business is way up. Ring of Honor's house show business is way up. It's not the house shows. Basically, house shows are determined by the ability to make stars, and they're not good at it, even though they think they are. Or they were good at it at one point, but haven't been.
I'm sorry. Can you imagine a scenario where they shrink maybe the size of the building that they go to with house shows? But like, as we all know, anybody that's ever been to a house show knows they are like timing wise, they are in and out. They got that thing. You know, the set coming down as soon as the lights come up and people start going out the door. Can you see a thing where maybe they try to either raise ticket prices up a little bit or they play to a pure VIP fan base in smaller arenas and start streaming this on basically just making these glorified little TV shows for the WWE Network, but maybe going in that direction? Because I don't know what else you could do to really kind of like spark house shows and do something that different.
Yeah, but their profit margin is so low that if you're going to try to like stream and broadcast it, I mean, you're surely going to be losing money.
But what do you do?
What you do is you get people over. It ain't the house shows. It's not the
no,
house shows.
But I mean, obviously they're going to try something new. What do you do? But obviously the answer is like if they won't be so stupid.
I do think the answer is in some form or fashion they're going to spruce it up, but not in a way where it's more expensive because they're probably not going to add expenses to house shows. So probably maybe more interviews, which you know could backfire, quite frankly.
You know what I bet they're going to do? Oh, I bet they're going to do more stip matches on the house shows, just like when they added more pay-per-views. They added a bunch of stips.
The only way to do that is to advertise matches ahead of time, which they rarely do.
Yes,
they only advertise the main event and then they don't deliver.
Yeah,
that
so
could
like
be a problem too. Is you go in there and people know that whatever's advertised probably isn't going to happen, and you can't even count on the stars being there. So that could be the chickens coming home to roost. I've written about that for years.
Right.
I think it's only a minor problem, but that is what killed WCW house show business, was people going and not getting the people they wanted. You look at Boston this weekend, just as an example, there were so many guys, and Roman Reigns is obviously, you know, a unique situation, but he was hardly the only one advertised who was not on the show, and they don't tell the audience. You know, that's the other thing, is they feel they don't have to tell the audience anything. They're the only ones, them and AAA are the only ones who go with the doctrine that we can advertise anything we want, and it doesn't matter if we deliver it. Every other company, I mean, New Japan or Ring of Honor or anyone like that, I mean, when somebody gets hurt, you hear about it immediately. They tell you, you know, I mean, New Japan and, you know, is and All Japan are, like, ridiculous when it comes to that. If a guy's going to be out for 2 days and he's the opening match guy, they'll tell you, oh, this guy's got a minor knee sprain. He's going to be out for 2 days. Osprey, they told you, you know, as soon as they got the word, they told you he's off the show. If it was WWE, they would just, maybe they wouldn't even tell you.
You know, it's funny that he's talking about house shows being antiquated, and one of the things that I remember from when I was a kid that made me want to go to house shows were those localized promos.
Hallelujah.
Where guys would talk about they were coming to your town, and they would say the name of your town, they would say the name of the building, and they would talk about who they were going to wrestle. And usually it was like, it was different back then because you didn't have, you know, main event matches on every single Raw show. It was like, there's just a bunch of nothing matches, but hey, you could actually see Rick Rude and the Warrior wrestle each other at the Seattle Center Coliseum, and it was like, I got to get a ticket for this thing.
Well,
you know, that's a different era, but one of the problems with that is you no longer have local syndication.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, and that's just a different era of wrestling, but still.
But I mean, forget that. Whatever they're doing now, I go to house shows every time they come to town for the most part, and I have so many friends in wrestling from around this area, they will always tell me, I didn't even know they were coming to town. I don't know what's going on where the word's not getting out to actual hardcore fans of wrestling, but...
Well, you know, I mean, all of my friends I have a group of friends that are all wrestling fans, and the way I watch Raw, which is on DirecTV, they never advertise on DirecTV when the house show's coming. You know, SmackDown the same. I mean, like, when SmackDown was on, you know, broadcast television was on, and they did localized interviews, I could watch SmackDown and I would see, like, okay, we're coming, and they would have the commercial. But not everyone does that. And radio, they used to do lots of radio, but radio's so fragmented. And also, they cut way back on radio advertising anyway. So it's like, it used to be you would blanket the thing. You know, you would hear about the wrestling coming to your town on the hot radio show. I mean, that was the whole... You know, 90s era with Breslov and Ed Cohen, it was all about, you know, blanketing the market with radio that hits the demo and, you know, that they're going to hear about it and also, you know, getting guests on the radio shows and things like that. And now, you know, the radio situation's different, the television situation's different. It's hard to get everyone because there isn't those type, you know.
But, Dave, I think it's not from a lack of opportunity. It's a lack of the effort because they do have a tie-in with Barstool Sports. They do have a tie-in with plenty of outlets, including on Sirius with Busted Open. There's always guys on there, including their Hall of Famers that actually host the show. They could do that more. They could put localized promos with Scott Stanford on the network and the good ones. Because obviously when they go to a big town for TV, they'll say it. If they go to a small town, they don't.
The network is not reaching the audience that they're looking to reach.
But you can use some of those good promos and insert them into the show. I mean, Raw is 3 hours long. If you have somebody cutting an awesome promo and you're going to a big market, incorporate that into the show. I mean, I just...
There are ways to do it. Dusty did that when... And again, but...
They did it all the time in those NWA shows.
A lot of it, though, we're still looking at the fact that they're doing the exact same thing that they were doing couple of years ago when business was stronger, and the reason business is down is because they don't have John Cena on the road, you know, which is part of it, and they haven't made, you know, and you know, again, they haven't done anything to make people, to make stars that people want to pay to see. That's, I mean, because everything, we can come up with these reasons on how to do things differently, but the fact is they're doing things exactly the same as when business was good, so it's the reason it's down is because they're not exciting the fans. It's not because of, you know, I mean, but as far as like, yeah, are they going to change? Yes. And I'm glad it instead, you know, that house shows are the barometer, because for a while there, people were trying to convince him house shows don't matter. And I almost felt that, like, is he starting to believe that? Because, yeah, house shows don't matter because as far as profit loss in the big picture, because it's all television rights, that's all that matters. But house shows do tell you how well you're clicking with your consumers, without a doubt.
Or the WWE network numbers, very quickly.
Well, this is an interesting one. Okay, they're up from last year. They're up 9% from last year for the entirety of the quarter. 7% at the end because they tailed off at the end. But they were only up 2% in revenue. So this is the first time where what that is the people who are getting the $1 and the $3 and all that, those special offers. You can see that, yes, it looks like they're up. But if you examine closer, they're only up 2% in revenue. So a lot of those people are getting it at a discount rate. So, and again, the discount rate was supposed to pay off in this quarter. And so, yeah, they're up 2% from last year. That's not great, but it's better than being down, I suppose.
Now, the Saudi Arabia thing, I mean, we've been talking about the amount they're getting paid for these shows. And you were talking on Observer Radio a while ago that when you break everything down and you actually look at the earnings report, I mean, the actual profit that they make from going over there was like $2 million or something like that.
Well, no, but the profit was expected for this show coming up to be between $2 and $3 million.
I
on
see.
The first show, It may have been a little bit more, and I'm not sure if that's because of a difference in deal. I really, you know, there's so much about
it. But it's not $50 million profit for going over there.
No, it's $2 to $3 million profit for this show. And I'll tell you what, for $2 to $3 million to say no, but they're not saying no to the $2 to $3 million. They're afraid of busting the contract and, you know, and having the Saudis renege on the rest of the deal. So that's why
they're afraid of losing out on 10 years of going to Saudi Arabia.
Right.
And Dubai.
That's the whole thing. So, that, you know, again, unless somebody outright told Vince, and, you know, up until yesterday, that was considered a very strong possibility. You cannot go. He was going to go. I mean, we talked about that last night. And at the end of the day, I guess they were told yesterday that, whatever. No one's going to tell you you can't go. It's your decision. And his decision was always going to be to go. I don't know if that's – I mean, I know, but I've seen the reaction throughout, like, the media. And, you know, wrestling's looking like crap today. And, you know, it didn't help the stock. You know, I mean, people are going like, oh, he had to do it for the stockholders. I promise you, if he pulled out, it would not hurt the stock one bit. Because look at all the companies that did pull out and how many of them had stock crashes. You know, I mean,
Well, we're out of time. Sorry, Dave. We got to head out here, but back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262.
The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points.
Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262.
Absolutely free.
Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper.
He's the professional the professionals turn to.
It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. I want to read this text message here so that I can put some stuff into perspective for this feller here. He says, this is Steve. What would you do It is easy to be critical of Vince McMahon and the WWE regarding the Saudi Arabia show, but seriously, if you were in his shoes, what would you do? Think about it. I'll think about it right here, okay? Mm-hmm. Dave was just on the show, and there's a reason that I asked him, the prophet, for this upcoming trip to Saudi Arabia. His answer was about $2 million, $2 to $3 million, okay? So, let's look at this earnings report here. WWE took in $188.4 million in revenue, ended with $33.6 million in profit, okay? So, let's pretend, my friend Steve, that you make $3,300 a month. Let's say that I make $3,300 a month. I'm just taking this $33.6 million, we're turning it into $3,300 a month. $3,300 a month. Got it? Are we clear? Okay.
Yes.
So, I can fly my ass to Saudi Arabia in the middle of all of this and come away with $3,500 a month. I'm going to go from $3,300 to $3,500, okay? Now, I'm not saying that you're going to suddenly go from making $3,300 a month to $3,500 every month. It's not every month. It's for 1 month, okay? No, $200 is not life-changing money to me. Even, let's say that I made, let's extrapolate it. Let's say that I made $33,000 a month, okay? $33,000 a month. That's a lot of money, right? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to fly my ass to Saudi Arabia in the middle of all of this so that for 1 month, instead of $33,000, I'm going to make $35,000, and then I go back to my $33,000 every month? Hell no, I'm not going to Saudi Arabia. Are you out of your mind? It's ridiculous. It's not like this is Powerball money here if you're making minimum wage. We're talking, if you're making $3,300 a month, for 1 month, you're going to make $200 more. You're going to go to Saudi Arabia in the middle of all of this, drag all these wrestlers here that don't want to go? Hell no, I ain't going. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I just thought about it. No, I wouldn't go.
Damn,
it's ridiculous.
Right. And you know what? You want to look long-term at this from a business point of view? I understand that you got an office in Dubai. I understand that you would be doing great damage to that deal with the United Arab Emirates by putting down they're very good friends and kind of overseers, the Saudis, and you renege on that deal, and you're probably looking at not getting back into Saudi Arabia for a long, long time and not having any ability to get at any of that money or any of the money over there or any of the TV rights or anything else. You're probably going to be doing some damage to your business because they could do that to you if they wanted to. So what? It's not like you're not making that money elsewhere. It's not like you can't put that investment in other places and continue to build other places. Places that, you know, have their own issues. China, India, a lot of places. Singapore, a lot of places where you do incredibly, incredibly well. As well as places that you don't do as well. Like, imagine if you put some of that thought into Japan more or Mexico, you know, your neighbor to the south that you always, like, swing and miss on and dealing with those people. Like, there's lots of places that you can continue to grow and expand your business and make money at a time where you're making money hand over fist. You didn't need their money, and they gave you every opportunity in the world to pull out. You had K Street. You had lobbyists and major markets and people like Richard Branson all pulling out of deals and pulling out of conferences and giving you every opportunity to, and every reason in the world to stand back and away. And you didn't do that. And so now you got to deal with it. And with $2 million, it ain't worth it. And long term, it ain't going to be worth it. At least I don't believe it will be. But who am I, right?
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
What's happening?
All right, I'm a first-time caller, but I just wanted to briefly say this about this whole Saudi Arabia thing. You know, I've been on Twitter just like you have, and I have seen the outrage, all the hashtag boycott Crown Jewel, cancel the network, and all this stuff.
I've heard that before.
You know, yeah. Right, that's what I'm saying. I've seen that a billion times about things less serious than this, of course. It's usually about booking or something like that. But
Roman Reigns, how that has changed.
Right. Right, and I want to hear your take on this because I know you were there too. I don't know if Mike was, but I went to WrestleMania this year in New Orleans, and I was there for 2 days, and I met a ton of people who, every one of them complained about this company. Every person I talked to just complained about the fact Roman Reigns in the main event, and I mean, just found a billion things to complain about. their favorite guy wasn't booked, all that good stuff. Well, then I would watch those same people go stand in line at the merchandise table and buy a $300 replica championship belt and a, you know, a custom T-shirt and all this stuff.
Yes.
And it's like, this is why Vince just doesn't care. He doesn't care.
Yes.
You can talk all day long. And, all, I mean, you know, a couple weeks ago on SmackDown, he comes out there and they're literally bowing to him.
Yes.
They're bowing to him. Thank you, Vince. You know, so it's like he doesn't care. He doesn't even take them seriously when they start this stuff. It doesn't make a difference to him.
And that's true. That is absolutely true. But you know what? There's a difference between like comic book guy from The Simpsons, and that's what those fans are. And we're all that fans sometimes, when they, especially when it comes to WWE, the ones that go to those shows and everything like that. But I do understand those point. Those people who, honestly, the ones that don't cry wolf all the time, that say, you know, I did cancel my subscription because this is the only way I can affect a change. Because at the bottom line is, at the end of the day, with any of these corporations or anything else, the only thing you can really do to affect them is either turn the channel or keep your money in your pocket. And at the end of the day, will that matter when they're making all this money from TVs? Probably not. Of course, no. But like Brian mentioned, the Fallen House shows, things like that. I mean, after a while, it does start to erode. So really, the ones that aren't crying wolf, it is a legitimate thing to say.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian and Mike. It's Pat in New York. How you doing?
Yes, what's up?
I don't want to play devil's advocate here, but last quarter,
oh, Dave
said they made like 10 to 15 million on the last show in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
So if they cancel their contract, they're giving up a lot more than $2 million a year.
Oh, no. We're talking this show right here is $2 million, okay?
No, but their statement today said that they'll breach their contract and it'll basically cancel everything.
Yes, that is absolutely correct.
That's
absolutely correct.
So Vince will be turning away a lot of money.
He will be turning away a lot of money. They profited $33 million this quarter.
But you know what?
All these profits that we're talking about, $33 million, this all changes next year at this time when these new television deals kick in. Their profits are going to be sky high. They don't need this Saudi Arabia deal. That's the whole point. Like, how much money do you need, everybody? How much money do you need?
Especially when they're not answering any like these questions that people have. And again, they're legitimate questions that other businesses that are going over there and do business with the kingdom actually have to answer and atone to. And they just blew it off today. Again, pointing to that statement, that's not going to do anything to assure or alleviate anything anytime soon, I don't believe.
Let's say that you're making $75,000 a year at your job.
And you
win the lotto. And you win yourself $35 million.
Yes.
You've gone from $75,000 a year, you won yourself $35 million. Uh-huh. Are you going to start crying that you didn't win Powerball instead?
Maybe.
Are you like, oh my God, $35 million. I can never make it. If only I'd won Powerball. Like how much money do you need? This company is not living and dying by the Saudi Arabia deal. They're not even close to living and dying by the Saudi Arabia deal.
Yeah, they don't need to be over there. I mean, obviously it's nice. Obviously you want to do business everywhere, and you do. That's just it is what it is. But like, you don't have to. And under the circumstances, with everything that happened, with the fact that there are so many guys that don't want to go, with the fact that there was pushback and the Saudis had to apologize to some hardliners in their country because Sasha Banks appeared for a split second on a TV screen during the show where no women were allowed to be. I mean, you know, it's crazy.
This person says if WWE made $30 million and in total Saudi contributes $5 million for two shows a year. Well, it's only one show a year. They're doing two shows this year.
And the plane flies east from
that
Boston.
Is close to 17% of your income. I work in finance percentage. It's a better example because 3,000 means different things to different people. Yeah, 17% of your income. And guess what? Pretend that you're losing out on 17% of your income. But next year, because of this new television deal, your income is going up significantly more than that. Add that into the equation. They're escalating deals. So every year after that, you're going to make even more money to do nothing. Just running raw.
I'm still trying to figure out what happened to the other $600 of the $3,300 that person made a month earlier on.
First says, sounds like Vince knows the product is stale and thinks he has a plan to freshen it up. Well, I'd love to hear that plan.
Well, you know, even if he doesn't have a plan, I can see him saying that as not as a preemptive strike, but you've signed all these deals and things are stagnant right now, as all of TV kind of is, especially yourself. So, yeah, he's going to say all these things anyway, even if he doesn't have a plan.
This person here says, those who are outraged that WWE does business in Saudi Arabia are surely equally outraged at the many other U.S. companies who also do business there, correct? I don't know if they are or not, but this is not a... Well, what if?
Yeah.
Well, how about? We're talking about this issue.
Yeah. You peel back enough layers of anything that you use in life, there's going to be connections that with things that you don't like or don't support.
I can say, well, how about for anything?
Exactly.
Cena not being at live events hurts. Will Reigns no longer being on them hurt as well? Yes. Roman Reigns was a minor difference maker.
Going to help.
He wasn't a huge difference maker like John Cena, but he was a minor difference maker. Spurs says, do you think that Vince saying Saudi Arabia is a, quote, sensitive issue may give some wrestlers more courage to refuse to go? No, of course not. They're all going to go. Maybe if you're Daniel Bryan, who doesn't care if he gets fired, or John Cena, who can do whatever he wants, you're not going to go. But like everybody else, they're going.
I wonder in the future if they continue to go and there are people who don't want to go. I wonder how many injuries pop up or that you want to take care of in the time leading up to shows that maybe you don't want to go on, because what else can you do if you don't feel as though you could say anything? I wonder if injuries start to need to be taken care of right around this time.
Hey, I might mention, by the way, that the earnings report that came out, there was a big section in there about how much more content everybody's watching on the WWE Network.
Geeks.
That was like one of the big things they pushed. You want to know why? That's why your pay-per-views are longer. Because they want that stat to be able to tell the investors, oh my God, look at how much more everybody's watching on the WWE Network. They've done that by making shows longer.
People fall for that stupid, too.
Of course they do.
I know.
This person here says, the Toni Storm Miko Satomura semifinal last night was insane. Maybe the best women's match all year. You'll love it when you watch it tonight, Brian. Don't build up my expectations like that.
Miko Satomura is better than almost everybody. Men, women, animal, vegetable, mineral, anything.
Person says, as someone who actually works as a journalist covering mixed martial arts, I canceled my WWE Network subscription today. I know that's pennies in WWE's bucket. They don't care, but I can't support them going forward and going somewhere that journalists get killed for criticizing the government.
Well, unfortunately, the way things have been going this year across this globe, especially in Mexico and other places.
Hey, here's another one.
You won't be going to a lot of places, unfortunately, which is a separate issue. This is sad.
I'm a longtime wrestling fan, a day one WWE Network subscriber, a professional journalist for 23 years. Today, I canceled the network. Earnings report just confirmed my worst fears. I couldn't support this product anymore. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan, have no equity, bad credit, or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Let's get away from all of this and go to Jim in Virginia, who says, will WWE change much when and if Triple H takes over? Well, there will absolutely be some changes. I mean, you can watch the NXT show, and you can watch Raw, and you can see that there is a different philosophy in terms of, for example, who can get over and who cannot get over. Now, with that said, for those of you that hated Roman Reigns before his diagnosis, Hunter was a very, very, very strong supporter of Roman Reigns and also thought that he should be the top guy. So, he does think in ways similar to Vince in some ways, and he thinks differently from Vince in other ways. Now, Vince has got guys that he's been surrounded with for years, decades. You're Kevin Dunn's. When Triple H takes over, I don't know who, but like a lot of those guys are going to be gone. And he's going to bring in his own guys. And a guy like Shawn Michaels, I mean, I honest to God, everyone's talking about Shawn Michaels and he's going to Saudi Arabia, he's taking this money, etc., etc. I believe that Shawn Michaels is going there, yes, obviously for the money, but also because it is being done in some ways as a favor to Triple H, and that the two of them are going to be doing a lot of things together when Triple H takes over. I think Shawn's going to have a very, very strong role in that company when Vince is gone. What that means, I don't know, but that's the idea. So, yeah, there will be some changes. There will be other things that will stay very much the same, and we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, let's see how agents function. Let's see what the bottom line is, if it's more diplomatic, if there's more say, or if it all is Stephanie and Triple at the end of the day with an iron fist. So there's a lot of variables at play there.
All righty, everybody. We are out of time. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. There's a lot of great stuff up at WrestlingObserver.com. Sign up today. Follow all of this news. Brian Vinny show later on tonight. Mae Young Classic, NXT, and so much more. It's going to be a fun time. Filthy Four Daily yesterday with Tom Lawler. All sorts of great stuff. Check it out. We'll talk to you again after a while.